Welcome back to the Diablo Podcast, episode 4. I am your host, Xanth, and I'm joined today by Nineball.
Oh, hi.
And Vang.
Yo.
And Vang, this is your first time on the podcast, so welcome. And I want you to tell people a little bit about yourself. What brings you here today? What's your Diablo experience?
All right, I'm Vang. I've been playing Diablo since I was in, I think, 7th grade in 96. Really fell in love with the game. Did some modding back in the day on the old D1. Taught myself some, like, machine code, how to modify items. And then been hosting tournaments on the single-player forum since about 2004. I do a yearly tournament called the Random Tournament. And then back in January, I finally reached out to Rush since he said he needed a writer. I've been writing on the site since then. I was invited to the podcast, so here I am.
Well, thank you for your joining us here today, and it's always nice to get a different voice in.
And yet you keep inviting me every week.
I know. I just love you so much, Nineball. I'm going to give you crap, but I love you and appreciate you.
Crap is what I'd expect coming from a druid.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. So, before we get into the theme of today, and I'm going to hold that. Anybody who's visiting will probably read it, but I'm going to hold it. We did have a couple of big Diablo news, and I think that's what's really exciting about this time right now, is with so many games, you get multiple things happening. You know, it was just last week that we're talking about the quarterly update for Diablo 4, and this time we're talking about Diablo 2 Resurrected and Diablo 3. So first and foremost, we did have the introduction and the PTR for Diablo 2 Resurrected, introducing Terror Zones. Essentially, a new opportunity to shake up the 1 to 99 that we've grown accustomed to over the past, 20 years. Have either of you gotten a chance to jump in there and play a little bit of Terror Zones, or at least digest the information to formulate any semblance of an opinion? Nineball?
So I haven't played it myself, but I have been going through and trying to keep up on feedback and what people have been commenting on it. And yeah, it looks to seem as if it almost kind of, like, I guess, quote unquote, trivializes the 99 grind, in that, especially if you get a high density area like the Flayer Jungle or something like that as a Terror Zone, that you can just get ridiculous amounts of experience from. Though there are some unintended negative side effects. Melee characters obviously are nerfed in those areas since everything else gets scaled up in their levels, and casters just, continue to be king. But otherwise, yeah, it seems that the sheer amount of experience gains in some of those zones is just insane.
Bang?
No, I have not tried it out. I have not tried it out yet. I do like the idea that it does increase it. It looks like something that I would run a tournament on had it been, like, if it becomes single player at some point. We'd do, like, a Terror Zone tournament. Maybe I'd do that online. I'm not sure if I'd do it. But I do like the idea of making the grind less. That was one of the things I wrote about in one of my articles, how I think the grind should be taken away some, especially after the last season, to where, like, people were hitting it, what I think the llama hit it, in 3 or 4 days, something ridiculous.
And echoing everybody else, I have not had the opportunity yet. I got a little distracted with the other Diablo news. But I grew up on Diablo 2, much like you, Vang, and, having done bale after bale after bale, anything that's a little different to me does seem appealing, though I can see the points of, maybe trivializing 99, when that was such an accomplishment for so long. So here's the hoping, it is a PTR. That does mean there are fine tuning that will happen. And, maybe it ends up landing in a place that everybody feels pretty comfortable. Isn't that the ideal world, right? Now, the other news, the thing that was preventing me from really even looking at Diablo 2 Resurrected was we got a new Diablo 3 season. And for your birthday, Nineball.
I know, so, right?
Right? Did you guys get a chance to play the season? And how has your season gone so far, Nineball?
I actually streamed a little bit of the season opener, but then because it was then subsequently like my birthday on Saturday, spending time with friends and family and such, I didn't have as much time in order to go and play the rest of that weekend. And then it's just, you know, the work week and catching up on everything else. So I'm still chugging through. I've got all the Heydrich's gift, and I'm kind of putting all of my resources into trying. The game knows that I want to play Tragols. Every other season, it's like the only set that I ever get because it was useless. Now I just cannot find any of the pieces whatsoever, because I really want to play that Death Nova build so badly. And it's just taunting me, because the first night after going through, I only played like 4 or 5 hours, something like that. My very first Angelic Crucible I used on the Funerary pick, just got perfect rolled, perfect stats, and it had the Death Nova, you know, Crucible property on it. Just GG, godly item, after just a couple hours of playing, that's it, my season's great. And then now I can't get anything else for the build. So it's just sitting there looking pretty, and that's about all that it does.
I totally understand. Vang, how's your season been?
Yeah, I normally don't do every season. I skipped last season. It didn't appeal to me. This one, when I saw that the Phalanx gets a permanent thing, and my favorite build is the Crusader Bowman build. It's not as great, but I just love playing it. And started my first hardcore character, died at 23. And then that was probably the best thing for me, because the next one just rolled right through, found a ring, made a goblin greed place. Got the flail that does with sweeping attack that gives you your resources back, and just plowed my way through 70, and now I'm like 250-ish. But I cannot find that ring that adds your block value to your damage reduction, so I'm kind of like stuck around 60 or so. Can't really progress much faster than that until I get a little more DR, because they just one-shot me. As for those the angelic things, just terrible rolls and everything. Like I had the Dark Light that has the whatever the heavens thing is, and just totally like got the falling Crusader one.
Just not, you're not lining up your properties with your spec. Yeah.
You know, I feel like we've all had a similar season so far. Vang, I died at I hit 70. I'd gotten 4 pieces of the Hadra gift set. And my hubris got me. I just imagined I was a younger hardcore player who could chase leaderboards, and I can't. I'm not that good anymore, or maybe I never was, and I can accept that. And I then proceeded to take my time, get back to 70. You know, I've got a mismatch of gear now at this point. I can't seem to find anything that I actually want. But I'm still going in, because it's going to happen eventually, and that's what I like. Eventually, it's all going to come together. I did go with Witch Doctor. It just felt good to be back in that class for a little bit. I don't know why. I spent so much time with it, but I was definitely excited. Which I think is a nice transition, guys. As we're talking about excitement, we're talking about all this fun stuff. You know, eventually, in any relationship, you're gonna find things that you don't quite like. And Nineball, I mean, you're on the precipice of marriage. Maybe there's some things about your fiance you would like to complain about, but maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Not here. Not today.
Not while she's listening.
Yeah. See, you don't want to do that. but there are things about Diablo. Over all of the games that stand out as being less than ideal. So I thought today would be fun to just talk about the worst parts of the Diablo series. You guys want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so let's start with skills. Any class, any skill, what is the worst one in your opinion, Nineball?
So my opinion on the worst skill would have to be raise skeletons for the Diablo 3 Necromancer.
That's blasphemy.
Well, it's because anyone that's played a Fishymancer or Lagromancer in Diablo 2, the core of your build, of course, is the skeletons. You know, they might not be your primary source of damage, but they're one of the things that, you know, act as like the blockers. They help you while leveling. You know, it's a really good thematic thing. And of course, I can rant and do a dissertation on the Diablo 2's Necromancer, on how it worked out the archetype that all video games since then have based like Necromancers and Summoners on, that particular, you know, interpretation of the class, and just how iconic it is. And then Diablo 3's interpretation of the Skellymancer, they were useless. You know, there was one point in time where you had, what was it, the Dead Ringer, and it had an infinite scaling buff bug that was eventually fixed to where you could, like, one-shot something with the skeletons after, like, hitting it for 2 minutes. But, you know, it was just, it's the whole... raised skeleton skill and that iconic theme and build for the Diablo 3 Necromancer just never manifested itself. Like, it works really great in Diablo 2. It works really great in Diablo Immortal. I have high hopes for Diablo 4, but in Diablo 3, it just does not exist whatsoever. And that was probably one of my biggest letdowns with the class.
Wow. I mean, I guess it's not surprising. I know you're a huge Necromancer buff. That, yeah, you can find fault in the things that you care about. Now, what I will point out, let's establish some ground rules here. We can all agree to disagree. Let's try not to yuck someone else's yum. And let's not take it offended if somebody lists the skill that you like the most. And by the way, I don't care about the skeletons, so it's okay. Vang, what is the skill that you dislike the most?
If we're talking about all the Diablo games, I kind of don't want to put it at one skill. Like, I can break it down into everything, but my major irk with skills is D3 skills entirely. The reason why is because at the end of the game, when I'm playing it, whether I'm, you know, Paragon 200 or 800, at the end, when I'm closer to that 800, which is usually when I stop, it doesn't matter what skill I'm using. It all does the same thing. There's a couple exceptions in the entire game to where skills actually feel like they're different, but all it looks is I'm just playing a different graphic. And that is my biggest problem with Diablo 3 and the whole skill system, is like, it just feels like it doesn't matter what I'm doing, whether I'm shooting a bone thing or a fireball or whacking somebody with Warwind, it all looks the same to me. At the end of the day, I'm just looking at my max damage, so like, I just don't like the whole skill system in it.
Hey, again, this is all about just letting it out, and we got to get this out. Now, I cheated, and I've listed two, so...
Shock yous.
I'm going to do it. So, for me, the two that stand out, and I'm going Diablo 2, and I'm doing Diablo 3. So, Diablo 2. To me, it's teleport. I just hate it, and it still obviously persists, that if you didn't have teleport in some way, you felt like you were lesser than. It just, like, there's no other skill that every class needs to have outside of that, and it just bothers me. I just don't like it. I don't want to have to be a werebear that teleports. That doesn't make sense. But I have to be a werebear that teleports. Not a fan. Second, because I said I'm cheating, second skill, is any of the cheat death passives in Diablo 3. They didn't save me the other day. that's it. That was actually the reason. I don't like... the general concept. If we're going to die, let us die. Don't build something into the game that is just essentially an on-death potion, right? Just let us die and maybe tune around that, as opposed to kind of making it a mandatory thing that you have to work in. Now, maybe a softcore player doesn't, but a hardcore player would be stupid not to, right? And I don't like that, much akin to like the teleport thing. I don't like having to take something because I'm less effective than somebody else as a result. So that's me. That's just me. And maybe other people out there agree with me. That's the point. So now that we've covered skills, if you want to disagree with me, we can't, because we have to move on, because there's so many things we can complain about. Let's go into classes. And Nineball, I think I know where you're going, but I'm just curious. What is your least favorite class in the Diablo games?
Well, my least favorite class, I actually had to think about this one because I didn't really have so much a least favorite class. I kind of looked more at playtime. So which one I've played like the least. It's Barbarian. By a rather significant margin. And I think I made like one Frenzy Barb in the entirety of all of my time playing Diablo 2 just to try it, you know. But yeah, I've played Sorceresses, I've played Wizards, you know, I've played around with Hurricane, Armageddon Druids and stuff like that. And just, you know, going through and looking at it, my least favorite, not that I hate it or anything like that, but yeah, I have like no play time on Barbarians whatsoever. So that one just by default has to be my least favorite.
Is it a melee? It can't be a melee thing because you'd be playing a monk, you'd be playing.
Oh yeah, no, it's Crusader. Actually, yeah, throughout a vanilla D3, monk was my main. You know, I played tons of assassin in Diablo 2. I played werebear, werewolf druids in D2. You know, I like the Crusader builds and stuff like that, and paladins. It just, I don't know. Maybe it was just something about the way that the class played or felt in D2. It didn't really hit that fantasy archetype, I guess, that I was looking for. And then kind of similarly going into D3, just nothing about it pulled me in that direction.
And I'd imagine D4 will be kind of the same, because it's going to be going right up against your favorite class.
Yeah. I don't see that. I definitely do not see that changing going into D4, besides like you know, going through and leveling up our barbarian just to unlock like the Conan skin, however I have to do that. They gone through and showed off, and that's about it.
All right. I can respect it. I thought you were going to take this opportunity to bag on Druid for
just Druid, absolute worst class ever. That's reason why? Because it's Zant's favorite. That's
all right. Let's move on. Vang, your least favorite class.
The Necromancer from Diablo 3 by far.
Ooh, spicy.
Just don't like the way the class plays. I think I found one build that was decent. That was the constant like Blood Nova thingy or whatever it's called. But other than that, the summons seem very weak. I don't like the whole corpse lance type build. Whenever that comes up on the weekly rotation, I dread that one just to try to get that box each week. I'm like, great, this build, love it. Not for me. I don't know why. Like Necromancer from Diablo 2 was great. 3 just kind of went downhill for me by far.
Now, do you think that might have anything to do with the fact that it was introduced so late? Like, you know, so late into the cycle of Diablo 3 that, you know, by the time the game had kind of picked up, you just weren't as interested in it?
No, I think it was more of the fact that the way it was portrayed and built, it just didn't function. Honestly, it's probably because it functions so differently from Diablo 2. Like, I was expecting some of the skills maybe to go over. Like, we didn't get Iron Golem. The Skeleton Mage has only lasted, like, 6-7 seconds. Like, it wasn't, like, a permanent thing. There wasn't any curses, which to me was a big issue. Like, everything that I saw that I enjoyed out of Diablo 2, it wasn't there. It was, like, it's a whole new skin, and the functionality is, like, kind of there in spirit, but it's a whole new thing. If that makes sense.
No, I'm not going to yuck your yum, or in this case, I'm not going to yuck your yuck. What about the Diablo 4 Necromancer? Based on what you've seen, is that something that might be more appealing?
Yeah, it seems that they're going more of a route to where you can make your summons really the way you want them, but with the different boxes you can check to where you can figure out how many you summon. And since I don't have all the details, it just looked really cool that it was actually more customizable than even Diablo 2 was, like in the Iron Golem. So it looks really cool to where, like, I think I could see myself playing that a lot. Again, it boils down to if it plays well, and then there's a whole other issues on Diablo 4 depending on how much I play that or not. So
fair enough. For myself, it's going to be a sorcerer or sorceress or wizard. I really just never play it. I think what you're going to catch is there's this commonality. If everybody's doing it, I don't want to, because clearly I'm like a rebel. But I much akin to like what I had said on skills, when everybody's doing the Winter Orb sorceress for magic finding, I just didn't want to. I was content to try and do something a little different. And I think that just kind of soured me on the playstyle. And then with Wizard coming in Diablo 3, I was more intrigued by a Witch Doctor. So Diablo 2, I've never taken a sorceress to pass like 30. Diablo 3, I don't think I've taken a wizard. I've done the challenge rifts or the weekly challenges, but I haven't done anything more than that. I just don't like it. Don't know why.
I have never guardianed a sorceress in Diablo 2 ever.
No.
Yep. I fail at it. So I mean, that's my.
I think also at the time in Diablo 2, there were a lot of PK sorceresses who would, you know, drop their hydras, and then you'd go to a waypoint, and you know, like, clearly this class is just meant to kill me. That's not me. I'm not going to do that. So I opted against it and dislike it to this day. I will not be delving into the sorcerer in Diablo 4. Don't intend to. Looks cool though, but not for me. As we're transitioning here, we're living in that headspace of going back and playing Diablo 2 or going back and playing Diablo 3. Now, granted, Diablo 3 this weekend, we were able to jump in on adventure mode right from the start. We didn't have to go through the campaign. But eventually, even with an open world, we're going to have to encounter some acts and some quests, I would assume. So as we look at Diablo as a whole, are there any acts or quests that stand out as being the worst? And something tells me we might have something in common here, but I could be wrong. Nineball, what's the worst act or quest in all of Diablo?
Oh, just almost the entirety of Act 3 in Diablo 2. Just, I never learned the trick for the jungle. You know, how you can kind of like tell what tile sets you're getting and stuff like that. I know that there are ways to try and, you know, predict what directions to go, but I always end up getting lost. The freaking little blow dart fetishes are just everywhere. The fetish dungeon or the flayer dungeon is just absolutely horrendous. Running around the emptiness that is like Lower Kurast in order to go and try and find the sewer entrance and all that just was all, it's all bad. Hate it all. I dislike it. Just, you know, I just, yeah, not good. Not fond memories whatsoever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one soon. Bang, what is your least favorite act or quest in Diablo?
Act 4 in Diablo 2, actually. It's way too short. I don't enjoy the shortness. I feel like it's a stepping stone to Act 5. There's really no purpose for it anymore. I don't do Chaos Sanctuary runs, so they don't impact me at all. It's just way too short. They needed to, at some point, you know, flesh it out with the extra quests, make it a little bit longer, make it seem worthwhile, other than me dodging gloams, you know, trying to hit Azul and get my 2-stat points. I mean, that's usually all I do in that thing, and then just run through and try to get through it. With that said, Diablos was absolutely terrifying and normal for hardcore. So probably one of the toughest bosses there is.
Yeah.
Especially on Player's 8.
Yeah, I lost many a character to a bone wall and fire underneath.
I do want to throw out there that on the list, spoilers, that on the list there wasn't like a least favorite monster, and Vang just like, you know, probably triggered every Diablo 2 veteran when he said Gloam. So, is that why it wasn't on the list, our least favorite monster? Because it was just, Gloams.
We're going to put it on the list. We're going to work that back in. Let's do that right after, because I think, you know, take a little time, you can percolate here.
Steven Boyles.
Because, you know, there's monsters out there that we dislike. I think that's good. I don't know how I missed that one. Nineball, I'm in a heavy agreement with you with Act 3. I have such a hard time every time I go back.
It's a drag.
I think, like, it's not... It combines Act 3 combines my two least favorite things. Like it's Act 3 itself, which is so big and so vast. And then it's that freaking flail quest. Like, not only do I have to maneuver through all of this junk, but then I've got to put together all these pieces. And then I got to maneuver more through it's just awful. Even when it like was new, even like the first time through, I'm just like, okay, all right, I don't want to be in this. I don't want to be in this anymore. I want to find something else. Where the shortness of Act 4 felt nice by comparison to the length of Act 3. And Nineball, 100% with you on that. That even to this day, I don't know the trick. I was leveling up in D2R before the season dropped. I was leveling up another druid, so I hit Act 3 and I'm just like, I'm just gonna stop. I'll come back.
When D2R first came out, I was going through. I'm pretty sure that I got lost in Act 3 for probably. I had to backtrack a dozen times, you know, back. And I had the one where what was it? The Great Marsh circled back into the Flayer jungle. You know, it didn't have the continuation you had to go through. It was every all the worst case scenarios. It was just like, yeah, I remember why I hate this goddamn place.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the joy of going back to it all the time, and you know, going back to the terror zone aspect, that might be appealing. Maybe that's how you spice up Act 3. You get a good terror zone there.
Well, with the terror zone, you don't actually have to make your way through it. You just walk and kill. And as soon as you hit like a dead end, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I've done what I've come here to accomplish.
I could deal
you're,
with that.
You're rewarded for actually exploring every nook and cranny in the whole damn place instead of just trying to find your path through it.
Finding a waypoint in Act 3 feels like a victory. Like that... I don't get that anywhere else. Like, oh, I found the waypoint. Great. Now I never have to go back to that other place. That's the joy of Act 3. So since you brought it up, Nineball, a least favorite monster, or maybe we should change it too, because you know maybe there aren't certain monsters as much that might stand out, but is there a monster affix that you particularly hate?
Gloam? I already said my answer.
Well, why Gloam? Yeah. Out of all of them, what is it that's going to bring that to you? What's your memory?
Oh, just invisible lightning bolts, you know, going through, blasting you. And you never ever seem to have enough lightning resistance. You know, they're rolling like freaking like the max damage. It seems, you know, because all their skills, like everybody else, has that huge. Sometimes it tickles and sometimes it blasts you for your entire health in one shot. And there's always a million of them all over the screen. And then they're invisible and floating around all over the place. And it's just, yeah, they're annoying and difficult to deal with. And you never seem to get away from them. And they blast you from off screen when you can't even react. It was always like one of the absolute least favorite thing. And I remember like during single player, you know, like when I was very early into the game, doing single player runs. And when it was, what was it? I think it was either 1.09 or 1.10 when they made it so that way other act monsters could spawn in Act 5. And going and like doing like the Worldstone Keep, you know, and bail runs. And like if Gloams spawned in Worldstone Keep, I just would, you know, exit the game. Just we're re-rolling. You know, I just absolutely hate it. And then they're like in Diablo 3, the ghosts are my least favorite mob as well, because as soon as they attack you, there's no way to break their channel. They're just going to continue to channel until they've completed the animation. And it just, you know, the higher difficulties is just so much damage that it's just insane. So it's just something about the ghost mob type across all the games is just not fun. No, don't like it. No, sir. Not for me.
Vang, least favorite monster or affix?
All the Gloams are up there. I'm gonna do two for this. Stigandals, by far, because I love melee characters, and it really slows my play down because I have to let my merc take the lead and basically hope that one doesn't sneak through and blows my hide away. And although it's not as bad as it used to be, Fire Enchanted. I have lost so many characters to Fire Enchanted in Hardcore, especially in Nightmare, because
Fire Enchanted Stinging Dolls.
Yeah.
A match made in heaven.
So yeah, those
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that one, Vang. I mean, anything that blows up when it dies too is not fun. Yeah, and that's I've lost a lot of Hardcore characters that way. The only other affix that stands out to me is any sort of immunity. You know, I guess like when you can have a monster that gets, you know, one affix that can shut down a build, sometimes that can just be generally frustrating. And obviously there are ways around it. But you know, when you're coming in and you're unaware, hitting those affixes can be more frustrating than anything else, where it's like, well, why isn't this working? Why? I mean, like, I wanted to be, you know, a fire druid, and now that's immune to fire, so what am I going to do? Those, I think, are more annoying in my personal opinion. It'd be interesting to see, you know, how Diablo 3 is pretty good about not having those. It'll be interesting what Diablo 4 does. In fact, that's actually a bigger controversy in Path of Exile right now, is they ended up revamping a lot of their monsters, and it does include those immunities, and then that's led to some consternation in the player base. Not that we need to be talking about another game and the things wrong with it, but it is tangential, so I will allow it. Any other thoughts on any monsters out there that you particularly hate that grind your gears but not enough to make them your least favorite?
Serpent Magi and Halls of Vaught.
Oh yeah, those suck.
Van, yeah, it's mostly not so much them, but they're invisible bugged poison clouds.
Other than those, not really. Maybe the undead chargers, they really annoy me too. Just because they can hit for either like no damage or like just catastrophic amount, like out of nowhere. And you're like, really? Like one hit me and took out 3/4 of my life. And the other one hit me and took out like 5 life. Like, really?
Yeah. So spiky damage is obviously a common thing here. So difficulty. Now this one's kind of tough, right? We've had multiple difficulties throughout the Diablo series. We've had our standard in Diablo 1 and Diablo 2, and then we got a bunch in Diablo 3. Is there a particular difficulty that you hate more than others? Nineball?
Probably. So this one has some layers to it, just because I played a melee class in vanilla D3. So the original Inferno, you know, going through and going into Act 2, having the bees, of course, everyone's favorite memory. But it's like one of those ones where it's like, it's not, obviously we do kind of like similar or harder content now than what Inferno was then, and it might have been interesting just in order to go back and try and do that as a challenge. But the fact that it gated your content, and so it was just like, how do you do Inferno Act 2? Oh, that's easy. Farm Inferno Act 3. It's like, you know, it's like that. No, that doesn't make sense. But you know, that just more or less just 100% because of bees. But other than that, would probably be, I don't know, like the starting difficulties in Diablo 3. You know, because you've got so many. Like, I don't necessarily hate the torment levels, because they're just a symptom of the game's expansion of difficulty, and they added the more torment difficulties in order to keep up with the pacing as people progress in the greater rifts. But yeah, like the normal, hard, master, expert, like those don't need to exist. You know, you should just have normal and then torment.
I don't disagree. Vang, least favorite difficulty?
I guess for me, it wouldn't be more of a least favorite, but more of a removal of the whole like difficulty thing from Diablo 3. I like Adventure Zone for what it is, but I still think that you should have a normal Nightmare and Hell difficulty that you have to complete before you can even do that. It's probably a very unpopular opinion.
It might be, but again,
this is
your ability to rant. Go for it.
That's the biggest reason why I don't play a lot of Diablo 3. I don't feel any kind of accomplishment in playing a character. Like Diablo 2, when I play something hardcore, my goal is an untweaked character that gets Guardian. Like, that's how I play. To me, that's a very hard accomplishment to do, and most people probably can't do it. I have a buddy who's been playing for years, and he's like, I got one Guardian finally after like 5 years, because it's so hard, especially when you're like doing like P5 or P8, you know, by yourself. You can go into forums and see all the people ranting like how hard the game is, and I'm like, it's really not that hard. It's just you have to take a slow crawl through. And in Diablo 3, I don't get that kind of accomplishment anymore. I never made it all the way up through Inferno. I think I got maybe the first level Inferno, I think I got through like Act 1 or so. And I was really kind of upset when they removed all that, because I was like, this is a real challenging game. Maybe they could have tweaked it a little bit more for the average player, but that's probably my biggest gripe about the removal of difficulty. Like, sure, Torment's great, and, you know, going up to Greater Rift to 150 or whatever, cool. I'll never make it that high. I just don't have that kind of patience to play that game like that.
I get it. My least favorite difficulty is Nightmare. It's just the middle zone, you know. It's not. I got through my first run. I want to get to Hell, but I got to do this first. And I'd rather be at Hell. So just that middle ground for myself. I get the multiple acts being exciting. You know, it is what you've done. I have kind of liked, though, not having to do it too. You know, there's, for me, it's something about just getting to where I want to be faster, and sometimes having to hit those steps over and over again sometimes does get repetitive. That's why I quit in Act 3 so many times. Okay, so as we continue on to least favorite, and, you know, we're still waiting in the wings about Diablo 4's itemization. Maybe they could learn. Maybe they could learn from us right now of what items not to go about making again. So what is your least favorite item, Nineball?
It was tough to go through and come up with this one, but I'd have to say Diablo 3 Vanilla Azure Wrath. Just because of how, like, even though obviously, like, it wasn't even like the best, but just the iconicness of it, you know, coming from like Diablo 2, it was item level 59, so it wasn't item level 63, so it was garbage. And like most of the legendaries in early Diablo 3, they had no special. There's nothing special about them. You know, they weren't unique in any way. They didn't do anything. All they were was just kind of like a well-rolled item, but because it wasn't max item level at the start, it wasn't useful. You know, it would be quickly replaced, you know, by like an item level 60 rare or item level 61 rare, you know. So just it didn't feel that you went through and you had these really cool you know, holdovers from D2, and they just were there and that was it. Just I guess that's kind of like some symptomatic of just the early D3 itemization as a whole, kind of like completely missing the mark with the legendaries. But yeah, that one was definitely one of those ones where it was just that stood out to me on that one in particular. My second least favorite item is probably Death's Web, because I never found one that I hadn't traded for, and I love Poison Necros in D2, so I hate the item and how rare it is.
I you know, that's a nice kind of perspective on it, that it's not the item itself but the rarity therein.
Yeah.
Then least favorite items.
Least favorite items. I guess I'll go on a rant real quick. Dumbing down of items in Diablo 3 to where there wasn't basic, exceptional, elite. That's just a personal preference based on Diablo 2. Diablo 2 vendors in Act 1, them not selling anything other than base. Also with vendors not selling more exceptional elite bases, I'd really love that. Just so you could find Jeweler's Monarch of Deflecting or something you want easier. And the fact that most of the time in items now with Diablo 2, you're better off with zero magic find, just looking for bases and runes. That's a kind of a pain, I think. Really takes away the whole point of like, hey, I want to find this cool Death's Web, but you know what? I'd be better off just finding some runes and a couple good bases and trading for it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Interesting. So no commonality, which again is kind of fun. For myself, I put the grandfather in Diablo 2. I loved that sword in Diablo 1. Like, it was just one of those items. It looked cool. It worked well. Obviously, it wasn't the best, but it just was awesome. So when I found out it was going to be in Diablo 2, I was stoked. I'm like, this was like release, right? I was going in, and I'm like, I'm going to get that sword. I'm going to find it no matter what. I'm going to get it on my character, and I am going to just relive Diablo 1. And a few days in, I finally got it. And it sucked. It sucked so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disgrace to the name. And in keeping with that tradition, it also sucks in Diablo 3. so I am saddened that new generations of Diablo players who have not played Diablo 1 will pick up that sword, will immediately throw it away, sell it, salvage it, and never really get the awesome feeling where I can say, like, oh, the grandfather, like, that's one of those weapons that I just associate with this game. And if you weren't there at the time, you just wouldn't understand. Bums me out. Bums me out so much. So if they put it into Diablo 4, make it cool again. Make it cool. That would be awesome. And then my second one is the Haradric hamburger. There's a level of a suspension of disbelief that I'm totally willing to go for, but fighting with a hamburger in your hand just felt very wrong for a Diablo's game. Like, it just didn't fit. And I'm like, I like Whimsyshire, and I think that's a fun little thing that exists. You know, it's in a rift. I can logic my way into being okay with Whimsyshire, right? But the hamburger as a weapon, I just can't do it. I can't get past that roadblock, and I hope I'm not fighting with food in Diablo 4.
I don't know. That item funded my hardcore characters in vanilla D3. I got a special spot for that one.
Well, I mean, yeah, and you can like it. I just don't. And again, I'm not gonna yuck your yum, and don't yuck my yuck. So transitioning from items, unless there are any other items now floating around your head as I whipped up the nostalgia of Diablo 1. Anybody?
What sure. was it? Godly Play to the Whale.
You hate that one?
Yeah, because it didn't exist.
It did exist in breastplate form.
Well, the item quality of the two stats was too high for anything that would actually drop in the game. It was a rumor that people would go through and talk about
off-word.
Yeah,
but it couldn't drop. It was you could actually buy it off-word. I think it was like max gold though.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was definitely one of those ones where it's like it just you yeah, it was like one of the it was like one of the greatest, you know, like gamefacts.com rumors, you know, that was out there.
Vang, you got another item that you hate?
I'll just add off your grandfather thing. The biggest thing with taking all the cool Diablo 1 uniques and adding them to Diablo 2 was that over the game they haven't decreased their character level requirement. Like Arcane's Valor being level 85 seems really ridiculous versus, you know, it should be like mid 60s, kind of like all the good rune words. So it makes it hard that, hey, I find this really cool item, but I can't actually use it until like I'm probably done with my character unless I want to max them.
Yeah, you know, that can be discouraging, especially playing hardcore where I'm just like, I'm not even going to live that long. This is fun and all, but I'm not making it. I'm not going to make that. Speaking of not living that long, least favorite PvP. Least favorite PvP. Now, if you want and you just don't want to bag on Diablo 3 for the lack of PvP, least favorite PvP experience would also be acceptable.
But PvP in Diablo 3 was so cool.
So cool they didn't include it.
It's still coming in patch 1.10. It's still slated for release.
I love that it's on the box, right? It's on the box about PvP, and it just never happens.
Yeah. And the, what was it? The arena death matches were actually fun, you know, like at BlizzCon with the pre-made characters and such.
Everything I saw, it looked exciting. Would it have been enough of... a draw to kind of keep going forever? No, but like it would have been better than the brawling that is currently available.
I think the brawling was added in just because it's like, well, we developed these tools and these sets, so here, have it, you know, but we're not right. doing anything past it. But yeah, I believe it was one of those things that the internal feedback just was entirely negative. They weren't hitting the proper stride, especially with the disparity, even before sets and stuff like that, and your capabilities between the stats and the gear, it did not do well internally, and so it just never saw release, and they ended up putting resources towards developing other things that they could make work.
Thing, thoughts on your least favorite PvP? Obviously, being more of a Diablo 2 guy, I'm sure you've had some PvP experience that has grinded your gears.
I actually don't PvP at all, so I really have no comment on it. Like, it just doesn't appeal to me in Diablo. If I want to play against other players, there's 100 other games I can do that are tailored to that. And Diablo 2 is not for me. If anything would grind my gears, would be the higher level stuff, because I know low level dueling is kind of decent because it's kind of balanced versus the higher level stuff, to where it just doesn't appeal to me. Bring back the PKs though, sure, I'm all about that.
Yeah, I know from my perspective, when it comes to PvP, I obviously Diablo 3 is the worst because it doesn't exist. Diablo 2, I think early on was actually kind of fun. It was horribly imbalanced. But before people really figured out what was really working, I loved when people would just go hostile and then everybody would flee and you would deal with it. Like, it just felt like this nice little thing after. I never dueled though. I couldn't. I was far too cautious for that. And it, Walking into Act One though, and just tripping over people's ears was a joy. And you pick up somebody's ear and you got it just hanging there. And I really with the Rogue trailer, I'm excited for the return of ears. I hope they're coming back. Just there was something about having another character's ear in your inventory, especially a hardcore player. Like, no, this is a testament. They existed and now they don't. So I hope that returns, because the lack of PvP in Diablo 3, even if it isn't balanced or anything like that, there's something about fighting another character that's just kind of fun. And I'll agree with you, Bang. I think Diablo isn't meant to be that kind of game, but having it in there as an option is just a nice little release. All right, so we're coming to the big one. So Nineball, get a drink, clear your throat and get ready. So the least favorite parts of the Diablo story or lore, Nineball, what you got?
This is going to be like, what, the third episode that I rant about how much I hate the Sin War trilogy? I hate it so much because it's like, it's required reading. Like, you have to read it. I know, what was it, when we were during the after show in the last episode with Nerd Words, and he was like, well, just have them read, like, the Book of Cain or something like that. It's like, it's not the same. Like, it gives you, it doesn't actually, you don't actually see, like, the events happen and how things unfold and what the actual interactions between the characters are and stuff. You just be like, oh, yeah, Odysseus gave his life in order to save things. You don't see how he, like, altered the World Stone or how the World Stone, like, actually functioned, you know, back when it existed still. But it's just, the writing is just so bad. The editing is just so bad. Like, it's, like, just, like, you read it, and you're like, yeah, this got pushed out the door, like, in a couple months. Like, it just, they gave Knack, like, no time to write the books, and just, it just got shoved out. But if I had to pick something from within the games, because obviously my first thought always just goes back to just how bad the writing is in the Sin War trilogy. But if I had to pick something in the games, it has to be the Cycle of Strife in Diablo Immortal. I think I've talked about this one before as well. That is just because the whole existence of the Immortals retcons everything in, like, the Diablo timeline, like, no longer makes sense. Just because, it's like, oh yeah, the firstborn the children of the firstborn, so, like, I guess the secondborn Nephilim were charged with defending Sanctuary from the forces of Hell, and Hell was constantly invading Sanctuary during this whole time, even though the first demon that was summoned into Sanctuary happened thousands of years later, and, like, the primevals had armies invading Sanctuary but didn't know of its existence for tens of thousands of years. Like, how does that make sense? Imperius, use the World Stone to block off, Heaven and Hell, from Sanctuary, but they're still doing it anyways. It retcons way too much. It's stupid, and I don't like it.
I'm glad you got this moment. And that, something tells me I'm gonna give you the opportunity to say more. You probably got something. So, Bang, when it comes to Diablo's story, is there anything that stands out to you as being particularly awful?
I would say the whole Cycle of Strife, but I kind of act like Diablo Immortal doesn't exist as part of the game or the lore, so I'm going to go on Diablo 3. I did not like the Reaper of Souls expansion at all. I didn't like the way it played out. It ended. It was kind of cheesy and lame. I also didn't like the Act 3 at all in the game either, because the keep just didn't make sense at all for me. Even, suspending disbelief, like, just one giant keep is under attack. Like, how tall was that keep? Was it, like, 2 meters, 2 kilometers in the air? I mean, because that's what it felt like. Yeah, those two areas are probably my least storyline liked in the Diablo series by far.
I think I'm going to give the fans what they want and say, Cain's death, right? I think that just felt wrong. We talked a little bit on the lore podcast too, and just it could have been something else. It could have been something else. It didn't have to be that. We'd have been fine. I would have been fine with him dying. The dude was old. It makes sense. Nobody lives that long in Sanctuary, nor should they. But the manner in which it did end up happening seemed the most egregious to me. Nine ball. Anything else you want to complain about lore?
I mean, I could. I've got some stuff. I got some notes. Where did I put them? No, isn't a lore podcast, so we can leave it there.
All right. Well, you think of anything, you let me know. So visuals, right? You know, we've seen the visual style of Diablo shift and change throughout the years, and you know, we've relatively celebrated the grittier return, or more dark and gothic return. In Diablo 4, is there a particular visual or visuals that stand out to you as being your least favorite, Nineball?
So this goes back to the Diablo II.net days, and it was the early days. Diablo 3 was still years away, and we were seeing like little bits and pieces. They had announced the wizard, and they had showed off like some of the skills and stuff like that. And there was just some guy on the forums that was going through and saying, "Oh, the wizard Blizzard looks like garbage compared to the Diablo 2 sorceress Blizzard." And it was just like, it is literally fucking 5 frames per second animation of white logs coming out of the sky and hitting the ground. It is so bad. It is ugly. It's just like, how can you? I get people are hating on this is like the height of the hating of the art style of Diablo 3, you know, the rainbow controversy and all those other types of stuff. And it's just like that. You're saying that the Diablo 2 Blizzard, one of the worst looking skills in the entirety of Diablo 2, looks better than the Wizards, you know, version of that skill in Diablo 3. You are just drinking the haterade. And ever since then, just that one comment on the forums, I have had just this giant hatred for the Diablo 2 Blizzard, and because it just looks so bad, and that made me hate it even more. You know, so it's just there.
You have
it got holding, personal. It got personal.
You have been holding that one for so long. Out of all
probably like 12 years now. Yeah. So
when I wrote this list, did I think Nineball's gonna lose it? The Blizzard stuff. No. I thought something in lore. Okay. I don't disagree. I love how you hate that thing. A visual that stands out to you as being particularly awful.
Before I do that, I just want to take a little jab. When you said Deckard Cain, I know the reason why he died like that. I believe Rian Johnson had something to do with that. Just kind of throwing that one out there. I don't mind the visuals. I've never been more of a visual person. There's some that really stick out. But what really sticks out to me like right now when I play is Diablo 3 has not aged well when you look at D2R. As soon as that came out, it was like, wow, you guys should really look at D3 and make him some kind of facelift because it looks crappy. So that's probably my biggest rip on the graphics right now, because I was playing the season, I'm like, wow, these are like really bad. Doesn't look good.
It's definitely one of those ones where if you look at any of the original five classes, and then you look at the Crusader and the Necromancer, and you can tell the difference in the character models. Like it's really, really obvious.
Yeah, giving it a facelift would be really nice. I don't see it ever happening, but
I mean, there could be a Diablo 3 Resurrected at some point. So, you know, take some notes, Blizzard. We're jotting them down. For me, it's really stupid, but I feel like the animation around the Witch Doctor with like the herky jerky kind of movements that seem to be happening, it just seems wrong. Like, I don't know. It seems almost kind of like insulting. Like, what is the deal for this? Like, why does it have to be that way? Why is this character presented in this manner by comparison to everybody else? That it just throws me off. Like, I just don't like it. I like the class, but like that, like little mannerism that's being presented, it just seems wrong. Anybody else have any problems with the witch doctor?
I mean, yes and no. Zombie bears, amazing. So oh, yeah. I give him a pass, just for zombie bears.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing skill. Like I said, it's the class itself. I love playing it. It's probably the class I've put the most time in. I am kind of a little sad not to see it continue in Diablo 4 in some form. I don't know. It feels very Diablo 3. I don't know how it would transition to Diablo 4. But I didn't hate its inclusion, especially since I really enjoyed playing a Necromancer in Diablo 2.
Well, I mean, that one's actually relatively easy because we're not there yet. Umbaro is literally just on the other side of the river from Khajistan. So, you know, sometime soon, probably. I say soon, whenever they come out with an expansion for Diablo 4. We're right. already planning on that, right? Yeah, but no, it's... Yeah, I've talked about this before. I don't know if on this show or not, but there's a heavy lore tie-in for the revealed classes in the subsequent zones in Diablo 4. And so all of their inclusions kind of like make sense. And then the things that weren't included also make sense.
Well, I mean, I'm down for additional characters. But, you know, as long as there's a druid, I probably wouldn't play the witch doctor anyway. So that's fine. Now we get to the end of the list, and you know we've hit a bunch of different things. But is there something about Diablo you want to complain about that we didn't talk about? What do you got, Nambo?
So obviously the Necromancer is my favorite class, and I do really like, you know, how the character plays in Diablo 3, even though it's missing one of my favorite specs, you know, the summon Necromancer and such. I actually have the exact opposite opinion as Vang. Corpse Lance is my favorite skill in the game. It's actually the characterization of the Necromancer character as depicted in the story. Because if you've ever played a Necromancer in Diablo 2, the guy is just like witty and sarcastic the entire way through. I mean, like, you know, it's just like the whole, like, when you first kill the Countess, it's like treasure finding, it's like treasure hunting, treasure finding. Yes, you know, it's just like, my, what a messy little demon. You know, it just, the guy is hilarious. It's Diablo 2 on comedy mode, playing a Necromancer and listening to all the little things. And then when they came out with the Diablo 3 Necromancer, they're like, oh yeah, there's no comedy in them. They're like the straight-laced character and all those other types of stuff. And it's just like, no. No, that's not the Necromancer. The Necromancer is, you know, like all just sarcastic the entire time, because then going into like Diablo Immortal, the Necromancer has like some really great lines. You know, it's like you're having like, there's one quest where you have to like build a wall out of demon bones in order to protect like the Angelic Enclave. And the Necromancer is like, a bone wall. I was thinking the same thing, oddly enough. You know, it was just like, little tiny like quips like that exist like through your entire playthrough. That brought like the Immortal Necromancer character closer to the Diablo 2 Necromancer, that is just kind of like feeling that was completely missed with the D3 characterization.
Vang, any last complaints?
So I play a lot of single player, so some of my complaints are that there's not a lot of stuff that comes to that. Like the terror zones may not come to that. That's kind of a disappointing. This is going even further back. I really want a D1 remaster. Like that's actually done well. I love Diablo 1, even with the GOG release. It is not great on playing it. I really wish they'd like take the time and make a really good remaster of the game, because it's actually a really wonderful game the way it plays. I don't know how much hours you guys spent in it, but I know I spent pretty much 4 years playing it. And I would love to spend another year playing it, but it's just so wonky and technology is just not there, and it makes it harder for me to play now versus unless I want to go load up an old like Windows 7 PC or XP or some crap like that, which I really don't want to do. So that would probably be my two biggest things that I really wish they'd work on. Like look at, you know, how some people play the game versus when, like, take a look at the single player forum. It's been around forever. See how some people play that. Incorporate some of those in Diablo 4, and I'll be super happy. You know, let me run tournaments in Diablo 4. I would love that, to where we can have like built in, like, you know, solar cell found stuff, things that they do in Path of Exile. Things, if they add those in, that'll make me kind of happy. If they go to where it's all about trading and not able to like complete the storyline in your own way, turn me off a little bit. Not saying I won't spend tons of hours in it initially, but the longevity would just go right back to Diablo 2, I think.
Fair enough. You know, I honestly don't have that many more complaints, and maybe that in and of itself is a complaint. Now, gentlemen, if you're here to complain about the worst parts, you guys want to come back and talk about the best parts?
Yeah.
You know I'm always down to talk about Diablo.
Well, you're also a big fan of the Necromancer, so I think you're going to need balance, right?
that's the whole thing of the Necromancer, the balance.
Yeah. So I learned a little bit about them for this conversation, and I'm going to forget it immediately. But
it's okay. I forgive your druid brain.
just the way it works. It's shifting constantly.
Yes.
So we should come back and we'll talk about the best on the next episode, because it is a nice little reprieve to sit here and complain. But more than likely, we have more fond memories across all of Diablo than we do complaints. So let's cap it off here tonight, the way we do in every podcast, with a cascading moo. Moo, 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 moo.
Moo, 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 moo.
Moo, 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 moo.